You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Brought to you by Lucky Charms Magical Mission. Let Lucky the Leprechaun take you and your kids on an interactive adventure through the 8 magical charm lands to restore magic. Available on your smart speaker. Just say, "Open Lucky Charms Magical Mission," or search for it wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Most Interesting Thing in Tech is a slightly terrifying story about hacking at Tesla. So here's how it goes, based on a criminal indictment. A Russian operative comes to a Tesla employee, wines and dines them, takes them out, and then makes a proposition. He says, "Hey, I'll give you $500,000 if you will help hack Tesla. If you will install a USB stick in one of the computers at the office, if you will open an email attachment, if you will do something that will let us get access to internal data, which we can then encrypt and hold as ransomware." It's kind of attack we're seeing more of. Could it have been what happened in Garmin? Perhaps. Hackers get inside, they take a bunch of data, they lock it up, and they say to the CEO, "Pay up, you'll get it back. You don't, you'll lose it forever." So in this particular case, the Tesla employee went to the FBI. They were able to track the Russian operative. They were able to arrest him. Thank goodness. But it tells us a couple of things. One, companies need to be really wary. You got to be prepared for the possibility that a Russian hacker will approach any one of your employees. They should be trained in how to respond. Security systems should be set up not so much to build high walls that are hard for people to get over, but instead to prevent ransomware from spreading. Security should be built on the assumption that the hackers and the bad guys can get over the walls, but then to limit the amount of damage that they can do. It's a new paradigm in cybersecurity that most companies understand, but the need to move towards it is ever more pressing. Last thing, the Russian hacker also promised the Tesla employee that he'd be able to get away with it, and if he wanted, he could choose a colleague who the Russians would set up as a fall guy. Oh, so be nice to your colleagues. Who knows what's going to happen? That's the Most Interesting Thing in Tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.